Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate your name for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for your love, O Lord. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you, O Lord, for the past, for the present, and the future. O Lord, we worship you. Thank you for this year 2026. O Lord, we exalt your name. Father, we lift you up higher. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, our comforter, our healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we exalt you. We lay our crown before you and we say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 2nd of January, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to honor him for his mercy and for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I declare today, the grace of the Lord is made available unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare that the grace of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life in the name of Jesus. I declare today, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord will follow me in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, I assess the provision of God for me today in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord work for me. The mercy of the Lord answer for me in the name of Jesus. Year 2026, I am going forward in the mercy of the Lord. I am going forward in the goodness of the Lord. I am going forward in great things. In the name of Jesus, I go forward today in his love for me. I go forward and I go deeper in my relationship with him. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the devices of the wicked will not prosper over my day. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the wicked over my life will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every word that is not of God concerning my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is put together against me that will prosper. The weapon of the evil one will not prosper over me. I take charge over this day and I stand at the gate of the day. I prophesy, this day you are a day of blessing for me in the name of Jesus. This day I experience the favor of the Lord in another dimension in the name of Jesus. As I begin the journey of this new season, oh, major breakthrough is my portion in the name of Jesus. I am not stagnant. I am going forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, the powers of darkness cannot hold me down in the name of Jesus. The forces of darkness cannot hold me down in the name of Jesus. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my day, you align with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my head, you will not lack oil. For the Lord has anointed me with oil. My cup runs over. Oh, the Lord anoints me with the oil of gladness. There is no space for depression. There is no space for bitterness. In the name of Jesus, he has anointed me with the oil of gladness. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine from within me. In the name of Jesus, my seat is not in the corners of death. My seat is not in the place of darkness, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. Oh, I declare my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. The Lord bless my blessing in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon me in the name of Jesus. The Lord be gracious unto me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare peace all around me. I say it by the word of the Lord. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. My heritage in you this season is the blessings of the Lord. My access to the provision of God for me this season is unlimited. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, my storehouse is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning that there will always be food on my table and there will be bread in my house. For he has commanded by his word that the barrel of my wheat will not be empty and the cruse of my oil will not stop, because the Lord God is my supplier. He will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I am connected to the resources of his kingdom. I am connected to the unending resources of my Father. Oh, I feast at the table of the King this season. I feast at the table of the King. I feast at the table of the noble. I feast at the table of his mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to remember this nation as you step out this morning. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and ask that the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation. Pray that, Lord, let your grace be made available to Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. All we are praying for and asking for this nation is for your mercy. Lord, let your mercy prevail over any judgment. In the name of Jesus, oh, let your mercy prevail over every call of vengeance. Father, let your blood speak better things over this nation. Oh Lord, arise, O God, and visit this nation with your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, let mercy speak for this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, that you would disarm the wicked. You will not allow the rod of the wicked to keep ruling over this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, the scepter of the wicked over Nigeria, you will break it. In the name of Jesus, you will destroy the enterprise of the wicked, that they will not prosper anymore in their enterprise. You will frustrate their tokens. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, as a mighty man. In the name of Jesus, oh, they are coming together, you will scatter. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, arise, O Lord, arise, O Lord, and fight for the cause of this nation. Fight for the cause of the righteous. Lord, fight for your name. Fight for the cause of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, welcome to this season, another season called 2026. The blessings of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time of listening to this podcast this year, let me wish you Happy New Year. This season is a season of mercy for you in the name of Jesus. I told us yesterday that one of the things that the Lord has given to us to run with this year is the word go forward. You are to go forward in all that you do. Go forward. It's a word of instruction. It's a word of prophecy. It's a word of command. It's a word of progress to your life. It's a word of prophecy because it's coming out to you this morning. Go forward. The Lord rebukes stagnation over your life. You have dwelt long in the spot that you are. Now I am giving out this word of prophecy as he has put it into my mouth. I speak to your life and to your destiny, to your family, to your ministry, to your business, to your life. Go forward in the name of Jesus. You are no longer stagnant, but you go forward in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Like I said, by the grace of God this morning, one of the words that the Lord has given unto us to run with this year 2026 is the word go forward, and the theme is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 15. Let me give you a background. The Lord spoke to Moses to appear before Pharaoh, and he should continue to tell Pharaoh that let my people go, let my people go, that they might go and worship me. Moses continued to appear before Pharaoh to deliver to him as the Lord has instructed him. So at a point, he allowed them to go, and the gods talk at a point. After he had allowed them to go, he prepared his army, his chariot, and his horsemen, and he began to run after them. And at a point, the children of Israel got stuck The forces of the Egyptians is coming right behind them, and the Red Sea is right in front of them. So they could not even go back, and they could not go forward. And Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord spoke to Moses in verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." The Lord is asking me to tell you, go forward. Why is it that you have dwelt in this place this long? You keep calling unto God and you keep crying unto God, ascribing unfaithfulness unto the name of the Lord. And meanwhile, His instruction has been given unto you days and days and years after years. He has spoken to you. Now He's asking me to remind you that get up and get going. Get up and get moving. And do you know the issue with so many of us? We give complaints. Even after the Lord has given us word for us to go forward, we give complaints. Imagine this for a second. That after the Lord spoke to Moses, that why are you crying to me? This is my instruction for you. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Now, imagine this for a second. Moses turned to the Lord and he said, "But God, the Red Sea is in front of me." And God will look at him and he will say, and God will just look at him. "Oh, really? Child, I didn't know. I must have lost my sight. Is it that you are telling me that I cannot see that there's a Red Sea in front of you? I must have lost my sight. What make you think that I don't know, or made you think that I cannot see? What make you think that I did not see that you have toiled all night? And that is why I am telling you that launch back into the deep and let down your net." Luke chapter 5 verse 5 and 6. "But Simon Peter answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing." The statement that God is expecting from you this season is this: "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Verse 6. "And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking." This is the instruction, dearly beloved. Go forward. Get moving this year 2026. Move forward in His mercy. Move forward in the grace of the Lord. Move forward in the joy that He has placed on you. Move forward in the peace that He has given to you. Do not stay in this particular spot. He knows where you are. The only direction that is allowed for you this season is going ahead, is going forward, not behind, but going forward. The reason your Red Sea has not given way to you, has not parted, is because you are yet to move at the direction of the word of the Lord. The reason you are still stuck at the point where you are right now is because you are yet to respond to the instruction that He has given to you. This season, move forward in your relationship with God. Move forward in your relationship with Him, in His word. Move forward in your study of the scripture. Move forward in your spiritual activities. Move forward in the place of your prayer. You wonder why things has not changed. You wonder why things has remained where they are. Secret things are revealed to us as beloved of God in the place of the secret. And how do you assess the secret things that God wants to give to you? Except you stay before the Lord, you stay with the Lord in the place of prayer. Beloved, go forward in your place of study. Go forward in your place of prayer. Go forward in the place of your relationship with God. You need to carry God this season. You need to carry a different level of mercy this season. You need to carry a different level of grace this season. You need to go forward. You have stayed enough where you are. He has given you His word. Go forward. Dearly beloved, I'm going to stop here by the grace of God and by His mercy. We are going to have enough time to speak about His word that He has given to us for this season 2026. I want to encourage you, beloved, go forward. It's a word of instruction. It's a word of prophecy. It's a word that should determine your way of life. It's a theme for your life. It's a theme for your business. A theme for your ministry. A theme for your spiritual life. Go forward. It's a word of growth. Go beyond unbelief. Go forward. Step on your unbelief. Step on the ungiving attitude that you have. Go forward. It means grow past that level. Grow past this level that you are. Grow past this level of complain and putting God in an equation. Last year, by the grace of God, I was able to tell you this, that God does not operate in the equation of man. God cannot be trapped in any equation. He does not need any variable to balance out. He does not need any external factor. You don't need to introduce a negative and a positive to get a result as far as God is concerned. God is complete in his own. He is the Almighty. Go forward in your faith in him. Stop putting God in a corner. You will say you have faith, but yet you are preferring solution to the issues of your life. Go forward in your place of faith in him. Believe in him. Absolutely. Dearly beloved, know this, that faith is not seeing before believing. It's expecting you to step into it. Step into the water. Seeing is not believing. As far as you are a child of God, you are dearly beloved in his hand. You have to believe. Believe, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, and trusting that by the Spirit of the Lord, that the Lord minister to you, the Lord speak to you, that this season truly is going to be a remarkable season in your life and in your destiny. It's going to be a remarkable season in your family, that you will go forward, you will step out of your laziness, you will step out of your stagnancy, you will step out of your excuse, you will step out of your unforgiveness, you will step out of your lazy attitude, and you will get up and go forward. You will get up and do that which the Lord is expecting you to do. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.